Yes, sir. And we have our very own Jeff Hathorne live from Latrobe. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny with a high of Antonio Brown today, 84. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And Jeff Hathorne, the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. You had a really good interview. We were playing portions of it today with Arthur Smith. Very nice job to sit down with him. What did you find most notable?
I mean, it's probably not surprising that he's not panicking at this point and that he's working a lot of different combinations. I thought this was interesting. I don't know if you played the part where he said, like, hey, I don't want guys to just memorize plays. I want them to understand it big picture. So it's not just them memorizing, okay, I need to be here. He wants them to grasp what the entire offense is doing, so they would understand if they make a mistake, how it's going to impact everybody else. And he thinks that's leading to some of the slow start because guys are still picking that stuff up. That I really hadn't heard him discuss. And obviously he said he's gonna work some language around Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna listen to him. They're gonna discuss plays, make things comfortable for him. And I would think Aaron would be very amenable, and I think we'll see an offense that's suited to what Aaron can do as opposed to them trying to make Aaron do what Mike or Arthur want to do.
Jeff, I don't put a lot of stock into looking at depth charts this early in the season, but the Steelers put one out, and I guess if I'm going to have one thing, and Joe mentioned this earlier, that I'd be a little bit shocked in, and that is where the wide receivers stack up. Roman Wilson theoretically is number five on a list behind guys like Scotty Miller and Robert Woods. Are you surprised by this?
The only thing I'll say about these depth charts is I think there are times intentionally Tomlin tries to send a message by putting a guy as a three or making a rookie having to earn it. And I think we see a little bit of that on the depth chart. I mean, now, that being said, it's not that Roman has done anything at this point to separate himself. I mean, these games, Bob, when you're calling that game on Saturday, what he does on special teams is going to be huge for him. Obviously, any success he has on offense. But he's been working here as a returner. He's been working as a gunner. He's trying to find a role in special teams because two of the guys he's directly competing against, and Skowronek and Miller, as much as people will laugh, can play special teams. And if he can't or is like the third string kick returner, it's going to make it even harder for him, or he's going to have to show that much more as a receiver to be kind of a receiver only.
Limits?
Jeff, I'm curious just your overall take on what we've seen from Troy Faltanu, because obviously there's concern around Broderick Jones, but Faltanu's only played 55 snaps. How has he looked?
Yeah, and I would say this with the offensive line that we haven't – this Sunday was the first time we saw them all together. Obviously, the right side has been together with Mason and Faltanu on that side. I think he's looked good. I mean, TJ talked about him early this afternoon about how well – how much he likes to test him and how he's given him different things, and he praised his athleticism and his ability to recover quickly. I think we've seen some of that. I don't know that these guys have necessarily been crazy tested, especially from a pass rush standpoint, but I think he's done all right. I mean, the line itself to right now has been subpar, but I think he's been okay. And, the confidence word is key because you can come back, you could test yourself, but until you do days on days where you know that knee is going to be good, so I think you'd hope by Saturday that Faltanu is just going to be able to go out there and not even think about it.
What about all these tight ends? Who gets what playing time, do you think, throughout this preseason? And a guy like Washington, to me, is such a big target. I'd love to see more and more and more of him in the red zone.
Bob, that's part of what Arthur was telling me, too, is, they're running so many different combinations. And some of those combinations – you've got Jonnu, Pat, and Darnell out there with DK and, say, Gainwell. And that's why the number two is so intriguing, because who would you rather have, especially on short yardage or around the red zone, a big target like Darnell or you putting Calvin or Roman Wilson or somebody like that out there? I would say this about him. He looks so much different as far as fluidity. Whereas before, he could go up and catch a high pass, but either go to the ground or easily tackled. What you see in drills now is he'll catch the ball and in one motion be able to turn and head towards the end zone. Whereas it seemed laborious before, it's fluid now. That knee is so much better than it was when he first got here. And we've seen him take a big stride in that regard. And you know this, and Aaron has talked to him a few times, and he's thrown him a couple of, you know, alley-oops in the end zone during seven shots. Aaron knows that he's there. So if Aaron knows he's there, you got to think he's going to be a part of this offense.
Jeff Hathorn, live from Latrobe on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Couple more minutes, Jeff. When did the festivities begin today, and what are some of the injury concerns that you're monitoring?
155, so not far away. And, I mean, Highsmith's injury is the first. How, you know, Tomlin said it may be a groin that he pulled up from a drill on Sunday. How he is progressing or what Tomlin has to say about him, I think, is the first one we're going to find out. Do we find out any more about Calvin Anderson, who is their key backup tackle? That would be another injury that we're looking at. I think Joey should be back. Joey Porter should be back to practice today. We'll see what his status is. But those are the couple that really jump out. They've had some depth questions on the defensive line. But, man, if Alex Highsmith, who missed three games with a groin injury last year, we'll see what – I'm not worried about him practicing today. I'm worried what Tomlin says after practice.
All right, Jeff, now the important question. Sports Business Journal has reviewed a brochure for the official Masters Hospitality Program. So according to the brochure, you can go to the Masters, you can have a host home, you can have private transportation, you can have everything that you would think would come with that, a sleeper home included, believe it or not. You get all your daily cleaning, your fresh linens, a full-time staff member, tee times at area golf courses, and a 20% service fee that's $36,000. The whole package for eight patrons comes to $219,000. So I think Bob treats. It's me, you, Bob, and who else?
I think Malzy.
Malzy, for sure, yeah. Eight of us.
Richie Walsh.
Richie Walsh, you got to get him in there. Paul Alexander.
Limits, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I think Limits needs to. I don't.
He can play wiffle ball in the backyard. Yeah.
Please, please.
Hit a wiffle ball off the tee.
Yeah, there's wiffle balls included and a bat.
Grandpa, please invite me on the trip. I want to go. Please.
Bob, 219K. Can you swing it?
Sure, we can do that.
All right,
Jeff. For the sake of camaraderie and team bonding.
Save this clip.
Thank you for everything, sir. We'll be talking to you through the week. When is Tomlin going to say what's happening? Thursday?
Yeah, yes. Thursday he'll do his pre-draft news conference. And then, what do you know, next week we'll actually at least have some semblance of a game to talk about, even though we won't see a lot of the starters.
Some semblance is the key phrase there.
Can't wait. I'll see you, buddy.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Guys.
All right. Bob, what a nice man you are.
Joe,
and we were
what
reunited.
A nice man.
What
you're
a show
less
it
of a
was.
Man because you've lost 17 pounds, so you're less of a man.
What a show that was, Bob. That was fun.
Always fun. Fun to be with Ian's. And I always compliment Mr. Limits over here just because he does a lot back there.
Yeah,
you don't realize it. He's multitasking like crazy.
Yeah, he is. He's a very busy man. Him and RJ Umberger back there. Thank you, Limits. Yeah. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you.
Are you
to you
in
guys
tomorrow?
Soon. No, I'm at PAC Media Day and doing. I'll be at training camp with Jeff.
Who's in?
It will be Dom tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Intern Dom. We'll bring the house down.
See you, buddy.
All right.
See you guys.
See you guys.